Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Alaska State Troopers were called to assist the Kenai Police Department with a fight that was occurring on Sunday, November 13th at 1:24 a.m. at the Rainbow Bar in Kenai. As the troopers arrived, Sean Seiler, age 54, of Kenai, was found fighting with several people. When the trooper attempted to intervene, Seiler attempted to fight with the trooper. After a brief struggle and taser deployment, Seiler was arrested for fourth-degree assault on a police officer, disorderly conduct, and drunk on licensed premise. He was remanded to the Wildwood pretrial facility. Governor Mike Dunleavy has appointed Alaska State Health Commissioner Adam Crum to lead the Department of Revenue. Crum starts in his new role Wednesday. The appointment is subject to confirmation by the legislature. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services was the largest department in state government. Dunleavy appointed Crum to lead it in late 2018. Earlier this year, the department was split in two as part of a reorganization, the Department of Health and the Department of Family and Community Services. Dunleavy appointed Crum Commissioner of the Health Department. Heidi Hedberg, who has been director of the State Division of Public Health, will be acting commissioner of the Health Department, according to the governor's office. Lucinda Mahoney, a former chief financial officer for the municipality of Anchorage, resigned as revenue commissioner in September. Dunleavy picked Devin Mitchell, who had been Alaska's debit manager, to serve as acting commissioner. But Mitchell was later chosen to lead the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. American Legion Post 20 gathered together for the first time in almost 3 years indoors this past Friday, November 11th, to honor local veterans. Veterans and dignitaries gathered in Old Town Kenai at the 11th hour on the 11th day. Veterans Day is a chance to honor the men and women who served and sacrificed for the U.S. Armed Forces. The Kenai Peninsula is the home of one of the highest populations of veterans in the state. Dave Segura, commander of the American Legion Post 20, spoke on the importance of listening to our veterans.
I think one of the biggest things is if you know someone is a veteran, be able to sit down, talk to them, be a friend, and listen to what they're saying. They may have issues that they're not willing to talk about to anyone else other than a friend. And with that said, we need to be able to refer people, get their trust.
Segura also explained the Veterans Crisis Hotline.
There's also a crisis line. And everybody's familiar with 911 if you have an emergency. Well, this crisis line is 988 extension 1, and that's for if you think someone's going to commit suicide, or especially when we talk to our veterans, because there's so many issues that they're dealing with from getting out of the military. It's a whole different lifestyle. And so if you're able to sit down and you think they're going to commit suicide, it's a helpline. You know, you can call the 988 extension 1, and it may prevent having to call 911 later on.
And Segura encourages all to be a friend to our veterans.
I think the biggest thing we can do is be a friend, listen, be that support structure for the person that you're dealing with. We also have a program that's called Buddy Check. So if you know that someone's going through health issues or they might be having some mental health problems when they get out, call them. If you don't hear from them in a few days, call them and say, hey, how are you doing? You know, be that friend. You know, gain that trust from them.
The candidate filing period is open for the special mayoral election for the Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor. Candidates interested in running for borough mayor can apply now with a deadline of November 30th at 4:30 p.m. The term of office for the special election will be until October 2023. Two candidates have submitted paperwork to seek the office of borough mayor, according to the borough's website. Those candidates are Linda Farnsworth-Hutchings and Peter Machicki. For more information on this special mayoral election, you can visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.